options.
And speaking of black and white tiled floors.
Yes.
Yes. Luis Gomez lived in a one bedroom, entirely tiled room with a dog that was feral for I don't know how long, but that was part of his origin story that was making me howl.
Black and white tile floor.
Black, just a fully tiled studio. Fucking floor to ceiling tiled. Hell.
Is he Hunter J. Gomez?
I need permission from Louis J. I don't think I'm going to get it, so fuck it. I'm just going to tell you the story last night.
You going to beg for forgiveness later?
Yeah, if he doesn't, whatever. We don't have to. It's nothing bad. I'm sure they've talked about it publicly before.
For sure.
It's I've never heard this. Mm-hmm. We were sitting up on Ari's deck last night, and you know, it was right after the fireworks. The firework display from Ari's roof is sick. It's as cool as it gets. And I was sitting up there while I was watching the fireworks. I was like, it was actually like a, I was getting in, I was deep in thought. I was like, damn, yeah. America. Fight. And then Jay, who didn't climb up the ladder, started playing like Me So Horny on the music. And I realized I was gay for looking at the fireworks and being like, man, America.
You were having a peak experience.
And then, yeah, I was having a nice experience. Anyway, we get down, we're sitting down, we're all talking, having a good time. And then we notice, you can see the Freedom Tower. We're like, damn, I can't believe they tried to 9/11 us.
Bullshit.
Pieces of shit. And then
I know who you're talking about,
Jay,
by the way.
Dropped this bomb. He said, Luis Gomez, because we were all talking about people's experiences that were in the city during 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like Justin Silver was there. He was like, yeah, my girlfriend showed up covered in ash. I told her to get out of this. Some girl he was fucking showed up to, like, banged on his door. That's how he found out about 9/11. And he woke up and the girl he was with was covered in fucking dust from the towers.
Really?
Yeah.
And he was like, be gone?
I don't think. We were making fun of him saying he kicked her out.
Yeah, true.
I don't think he did kick her out.
You look like a coal miner. Get out.
Get out of here. Ew. You're covered in cancer.
So then we get to Jay just goes, yeah, Luis J. Gomez rollerbladed out of the city on 9/11.
What?
This brought on about 2 straight hours of crying laughing, dude. Luis J. Gomez was... Then we called him to get the story. He was at a hotel. He lived, I think, at the Chelsea Hotel, which was a fucking dump.
That's hilarious.
In Midtown. And when 9/11 happened, he decided to rollerblade to Rockaway, New York.
So Puerto Rican goodbye.
It was a complete dude. It's the longest fucking trek. It's so long. He rollerbladed across the George Washington Bridge on 9/11. Rollerbladed. And he was fatter back then. He was a big guy back then. Lip ring, fat dude,
what?
Rollerblading out of 9/11. From, dude, across the George Washington Bridge. We were like, how long is that fucking thing? I Googled it. They were like, at the time it was built, as the longest bridge on earth. I mean, everything is the funniest thing. He got across. And then that's nothing. Rockaway's 30 miles.
What?
It's literally like further than Levity Live from here.
Dude. That confirms my theory that Louis J is a Streets of Rage character.
It's, dude,
that's
imagine
nuts,
seeing
dude.
9/11 and be like, I gotta get out of here. Rollerblading.
Was he already strapped up?
I don't know. No, that was the debate, because there was rumors that he was rollerblading while 9/11 happened and he was just like, I'm out, and turned around. Turns out, no. He's strapped up. He saw the smoke and said, something ain't right. I gotta get out of the city. Now it's time for a fucking 6-hour journey.
Dude, that's like 25,000 calories.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And then I was thinking, like, there had to be fire trucks coming in on the George Washington Bridge, that one of the last things some of those heroes saw,
yep,
was a fat Puerto Rican dude rollerblading out of the city.
I mean, there's got to be, when they do like code red, code orange, it must have been like, that's code orange.
That's a bad problem.
When the Ricans put on the blades, it's like, we're
when the Puerto Ricans are fucking rollerblading. And also one of those guys had to have was like, fucking lose, like, again. Yeah. So that was about 2 hours of laughing last night.
It's very funny.
That was giggle time, dude.
How'd he get back? Did he put him around his neck?
I don't know. He went to his parent or somebody's house.
Really?
I think his house or his somebody, sister's house, somewhere.
Damn, his bug out bag's just rollerblades?
His bug out bag was rollerblades.
Jesus Christ.
And then, you know, there's no phones. He had to rollerblade for 5 hours and then show up. We were laughing so hard at that fucking first glass of water he had from the sink. Just like, turn on the TV. What the fuck's going on? 5 hours later, they're like, yeah, another plane hit. Oh, fucking, they fell. Like, he might have seen it from the bridge, which would have been fucking crazy.
How nice is that? If he did go to his kin's house, you're like, oh my God, I wonder if he's okay. And you see him rollerblading over the horizon. You're like, thank God.
Yeah, you're like, damn.
Thank God.
Well, he had no reason. He was in like the Bronx.
He Pedro revered.
It's so crazy. He Pedro revered, dude.
He told him the enemy was coming.
Pedro revered, yeah.
Damn, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a good fact to know about him.
Yeah. And then they just told stories about him for hours, and he is the funniest dude of all time.
Easily, dude.
He's the funniest dude of all time.
That's a peak experience, rollerblading away from 9/11.
Rollerblading out of 9/11.
As much as it sucked for all those people who died and lost loved ones, getting to rollerblade away from that was probably pretty sick for him. Having like he had a diehard 4.
He had fucking, I don't know what he had. Nobody, there's the worst idea I've ever heard.
He was Lewis J. Willis, dude. He
said the rumble strips were rattling his bones. He was on the side of the highway the whole way.
That's scary.
He rollerbladed on the side of the highway the whole way.
That's scary.
You know how hard it is to get up to the George Washington Bridge? The ramps?
I can't imagine. I couldn't imagine it.
How steep the fucking ramps are. Like, and they're, it's like a mile.
That's crazy.
Spiral uphill that he rollerbladed on. He probably.
That's free. Yeah, that's free.
On 9/11, dude, please.
Yeah, truly. They probably raised the tolls.
They're like, they're going to say, guys, get in or out. We got something.
You imagine getting a ticket from that? Like, check the date and you're like, motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
Hit you on 9/11/01. Yeah.
You gotta save that. Justin said he had footage of it. He said he was filming from his roof and he was like, I've never watched it since. I was like, make sure you save that.
Yeah.
That's like important.
It's priceless.
He's like, why is it important? Everybody. I was like, dude, just if your grandpa had footage of fucking Pearl Harbor, you'd be like, that's cool.
Yeah, I want to know to have it. Yeah. Does he still have it?
He says he does. I'm going to check in on him today. So you better not have been fucking lying to me on that roof last night. Yeah,
true.
If you're lying to me, I'm going to be pissed.
You didn't film shit, dude.
You didn't film anything.
That's good to know about Lewis J.
Yeah.
So you should do an annual Lewis J rollerblade-a-thon.
No one could do that.
True.
Night, I was like, I would pay him money. I would have to find out how much money it would cost for him to do it again and for me to film.
It's actually really dangerous what he did.
I think everything was at standstill.
Oh,
traffic
but that's good. Yeah, did you ever walk across like a live bridge?
No.
I did in New Orleans, dude. It's scary as fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I got lost in New O, dude.
You got lost. It was hard for you to breathe, huh?
It was hard for me to breathe, huh? I went through where basically juvenile around that area, but it was wiped out, dude, in the floods.
Oh, I told you that fact. Wardy?
Yeah, Wody.
How about that? Wody comes from somebody who lives in your ward in New Orleans.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What ward did juvenile live in?
He's not Magnolia Projects, is he?
What? What'd you say? You putting smut on? He's Magnolia, bro.
Oh, okay.
He's Magnolia till we both die.
So I got it correct.
Yeah, he's Magnolia.
Yeah,
I think that's 9. Is that Ward 9?
Third Ward. Third Ward.
I think I was in the 9th. I was in the 9th.
You were in the 9th Ward.
So if I saw the fucking 504 boys.
Was that the one who got fucking leveled by Katrina, the 9th Ward?
Yeah, that's what I had to. Yeah. I had to walk back to the 9th.
You had to walk through that swamp?
I had to get back to the 9th, dude, to my Wodies.
What were your Wodies up to?
There was nothing remaining. It was literally like a camp for migrant workers, which my brother found for us to stay at, which is fucking weird. And
what were you guys doing down there?
We went to New Orleans to party after the flood.
Really?
Like, it was like 2 years after.
Yeah, it still wasn't
repaired. It was still fucked up. They had the X's on the houses from like how many people were inside. It was really, really sad. My brother was like, yo, I booked us a sick place. We can like camp. And then like go right into town and have fun.
Oh my God, camping in New Orleans sounds like...
It was crazy. It was a crazy... Now that I think... I was like 24. And it was just... they had found a lot that had gotten flooded and these like Korean dudes leveled it and laid gravel.
Even staying... Dude, like staying in a nice hotel in New Orleans for like 3 days still sucks.
I bet.
Like when you're fucking hammered, you know, like drinking those fucking hurricane things.
Dude.
Dirty city. I mean, it's a cool place. But I can't imagine getting shit-faced and then staying in a fucking tent.
Dude, it was like 5 miles from the fucking where we're supposed to be.
Goodness.
And it was too cold for a tent, so we all slept in a van together. And like four dudes would sleep in a tent. And there was these Michigan guys who started, like they were migrant workers from Michigan who came down to like get in on all the like the rebuilding action. Yeah. And they were also like smoking crack and stuff. But they had a nice fire going.
They're probably ready to rebuild.
They were.
Hit that crack. You're like,
they were fucking pumped, dude. Dude, you hit the crack. They drive down to search for work, hit the crack, get out there, and they're doing like power lines.
Katrina didn't stand a chance against those guys.
Nah, dude, not at all.
Guys on like, crack from Michigan cleaning?
Couldn't stop them. And then us down there to party, dude.
And you guys down there to mess it up.
Have fun.
You guys thought that.
We're stimulating the economy.
You thought Katrina was bad. Here comes a real hurricane. It's the McCusker brothers.
Dude, it was.
We're staying in a van.
In a van, the Ninth Ward. The only thing there, it was McDonald's, and then there was a wishy-washy across the street.
Oh, no.
The guy, I didn't patronize.
You guys were hitting vans and fucking wishy-washies.
I didn't.
And McDonald's.
I didn't patronize it.
And then heading into Bourbon Street.
I wasn't that paid to patronize it yet, dude. But
I'm not putting that on you.
That would have been the one guy did it. One of the guys in our party actually smoked crack and then went and fucking patronized the wishy-washy.
Hit crack with the Michiganders.
Nah, he actually hit crack in a bathroom and then claimed he thought it was weed. It was like, right, bro.
That's exactly where you would do crack.
New Orleans bathroom?
Yeah.
I was like, they don't smoke crack out of like ornate, sick glass, dude. You smoke crack out of a crack pipe. It's whatever, yeah, it dude. I'm going, do you want to come to the wishy-washy or not? I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, he went, he smoked crack and then went.
Yeah, you're killing his vibe, dude.
Well, the problem
was,
with all the boys. He went with all the boys and we were so close to the wishy-washy. We watched him walk over there and then we clocked him when he came back. I'm like, dude, you were there for 10 minutes. What's good? He was like, dude, she went reverse cowgirl and I came instantly.
That's fucking nice.
Yeah, dude.
That's really nice.
They were down there fighting for their lives, dude. They didn't see a single person. Then finally the migrant workers showed up and the one dude or one boy on crack.
Yeah.
He rolled up and they're like, finally.
The wishy-washy people.
Imagine just getting leveled from a hurricane. You're like, where's the clientele? It's just some white guy on crack. And they're like,
jackpot.
Hit him with the reverse cowgirl.
I'm going to make this guy pop.
Putting out the dude, she had it all saved up.
This guy's about to pop.
Quick. He didn't stand a chance. But yeah, dude. Hit the crack, get the reverse. That's a decent night. Smoke the crack in the bathroom, get the reverse cowgirl. Not bad at all. That's the problem. There's a huge swath of the population that cannot adopt a meta perspective. They're ill-equipped. No. They're neurologically ill-equipped to adopt a meta perspective. And it's most of the country. I hate to say it. Dude, fucking individuality is a recent phenomenon in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like people to have a distinct identity is like maybe 2,500 years old, 3,000. Yeah. And it's still not everyone caught on.
Yeah.
Most people are just kind of bumbling through life and they're just like, give me a football team, give me a local union sticker to put on my car. And it's like game over. That's me.
That's nice. Though.
I'm a steam fitter and I like this team. And it's just, I've adopted my parents' spiritual and political views. And it's just, don't bring anything outside of that to my attention or I will freak the fuck out on you. That's like 85% of the country. It is. It is. It is. Cause I was driving today and I saw a guy with the sticker. It was like an Irish flag, like whatever stick. It was like an Irish flag going into like a brick layer thing, a trough. I'm such a fucking elite. A little fucking shovel thing. Such a fucking elite, dude.
You are an elite.
I never knew what thing's called. What's that thing called that you just get a little bit of spackle? A trowel? What's the bucket called? A trough. That's what pigs eat. Trowel. The little shovel is called a trowel.
That's what I call my girlfriend's butt, dude.
The trowel.
That's the trough, dude. I can't wait to see her. I'm going to come out of the brush like a fucking feral hog, dude. She's going to run.
She would get down with that. If you get that.
Yeah, so I've been down on myself quite a bit this week.
Yeah.
Awfully sad. Then last night was, I needed that one. I haven't hung out with the bros. I stopped talking to everybody.
Nice.
I haven't talked to any of my friends. I haven't talked to you. I haven't talked to.
You need it, dude.
A month of not talking to people.
You need a fermentation period. Everyone needs a fermentation period. The fucking lie they call depression is just fermentation.
Yeah.
It's people brewing in their own greatness. And then they emerge out of the other side.
Thank you.
But, you know, people got tricked.
You know what? I was, you'd like this. I've been listening to this book. It's fucking Carlin's book.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like,
he wrote a book,
Dan Carlin. Yeah, about he has time, a couple. Man. Yeah, this one's about like, this one's called The End Is Always Near or something. But I've only been listening. I bought it this week. I've been listening to it while I sleep, which is tough. He's a tough one to listen to.
Does he narrate his loud audiobooks?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, why would they do that?
He's pumped.
It's loud, so it's tough to sleep to. But he's been talking about how, if you really think about it, nearly every single generation in every society has been victims of child abuse. Mm-hmm. So the entire culture was abused as children.
Yeah.
So obviously they were going to be fucking whacked out of their fucking minds.
Yeah, dude.
And wild. This is the first time in a long time, the last like 70 years, that babies haven't been totally fucked with.
That's so funny.
And like slapped.
Yeah.
And like hammered. They would just pour booze and shit in the kid's mouth.
Yeah, dude.
Mom would be drunk.
You weren't allowed to speak.
They just put them outside. There were cultures that would just like fucking.
Dude, my uncle
beat
used,
the shit
my uncle used
like,
to get tied to the porch.
Yeah, beating your kid.
This
not
time,
like,
my uncle.
Not like a spank.
Yeah,
like,
man.
For real, it was good to just beat the fuck out of your kid.
Dude, whenever I ask my, I was talking about putting Maya down. My mom's like, yeah, whenever, like, when I was younger, my Kevin and then my cousin Neil, and like the three oldest cousins on my mom's side, my mom's like, I would lay in bed like this and just trap them with my legs. And then until they eventually would stop kicking and screaming and they would fall asleep. You go like this and make them lay down.
I do that to my nephew now and it's so fun. Because they can't do anything. They're like,
dude, the fucked up part is you kind of have to overbuild. That's the thing too, because I don't want to beat the fuck out of my kids, but you have to like, there's times when you have to physically restrain them because they're just so wrong about what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're just like, ah! And you're like, you have to hold them
down.
You're
wrong.
And they have to gas and they eventually just go, ah. It's fucked up, dude.
And then they wake up like,
they wake up and it's
I'm
just,
so sorry.
It's just good vibes. They wake up and they're like, what's good? They completely don't remember
sorry
at all.
About that.
They're just a little orb of energy, dude. They're completely untethered. Like, you have to like chisel them into people. It's fucked up.
It was talking about like some of the ancient. I mean, Spartans, hilarious. This baby's weak. Throw him off that fucking cliff all the time. I mean, leaving babies outside. Be like, leave him outside. Let him get tough for the weather. Then just leave babies outside,
dude,
in the elements.
I see.
Obviously, they die or get picked up by a dog.
Oh, for sure.
Like, just.
They were property, dude. They were. You had a kid and you're like, I can't wait to send this little fucker into the factory.
Yeah, it's factory time.
And like the beginning, in like the early 1900s, you're like, sweet. At least I can send this dumbass into the factory
to make
some money.
This would be $1 a day.
It was like 6-year-olds. You'd be like, you got to start pulling your weight. And they'd be like falling, like getting their arms ripped off in a fucking.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's funny too, because even in my family, they don't let like little boys cry. There's like 4-year-olds. And anytime they cry, there's like 9 people be like, yo, don't cry. Don't cry. Knock it off. Don't cry.
That's probably good though.
Dude, my cousin, one of my little, it was like my cousin's kid. He's the sweetest fucking kid.
Is that why
dude.
You cry?
I'm a sensitive type.
I'm a sensitive guy myself.
I'm a sensitive type. Dude, this little
That's
kid.
That's why you have outbursts of like.
Oh, dude, big time.
Yeah.
I still like.
Everyone was like, don't cry.
It
now
kills
it's time
me.
To cry.
I'm a sensitive. Dude, this little kid, I was watching him. He finished some of his ice cream and went, here you go, dad. I'm full. You can have the rest of my ice cream. And I was like, what a fucking sweetheart. And I was telling his mom, like, he's the sweetest kid. And she was like, dude, we were at the beach recently and someone was. He's maybe 8 years old and they're hitting him with a very effective move, calling him by his mother's maiden name rather than his actual last name.
That'll get you.
So they're chanting it at him, hitting, and he's like, that's not my last name. Finally, he fucking cried. And they're like, dude, you can't cry about that. And he's like, mom, he hurt my heart.
Yeah.
He hurt my heart, mom.
And I was like, damn, dude.
So he did.
He's exactly correct.
So right. They hurt
his
heart.
He was in tune with reality.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Hitting you with your mother. Someone hit me my mother's maiden name 5 times. I'm like, dude, you're hurting my heart.
What
stop.
You're doing right now is
on my dad's last name.
You're making a fool of me. And it hurts. So stop. Stop or something bad's going to happen. You're not going to like me.
You should start every
Remember
time.
Being 8 and being like, you're not going to like me when I'm angry.
No, I would just cry. I would cry.
You
spaz.
Didn't think you were a fucking. You didn't think you were Wolverine or Hulk.
No,
someone
no.
would get me going. I'd be like,
I would like strike out. I would strike out in kickball and get ridiculed off my front lawn and run inside. I'd be like, they'd be like, shut up, man. Shut up. Like, just run inside. And then, dude, it's funny. You just black out and you come back like, what's up, bro? You completely forget about it. You forget about it.
Can I play again? Yeah. Get in here.
Dude, you go from like your, most of your young life is just like insane psychotic crying fits. And you just come out of them and you're just kind of like, you have to tone, you get like hammered into toning that down. And then your boss sends you an email and you're like,
just in the feed, 20 years later.
Your arteries are like,
20 years later.
I can't let anyone know how much this affects me.
Oh, man.
It's killing me inside. Buddy, every day's a slow grind.
Yes. A buddy of mine just went through a breakup. hurt my heart.
Hurt
bro.
His heart.
It hurt. His heart was hurt, and I could tell.
It hurt your heart.
And it hurt my heart. It made me sad because I was like, damn, there's nothing worse. A breakup.
Bro, I'm
like
fucked
a
up.
Sad breakup.
He, yeah, I'm sure,
he said his girl was like, a month ago, I started this process. I'm moving out.
Oh.
I need to get all my stuff. My dad's coming tomorrow. I was like, bro, it's the worst. It's the worst. Going through a breakup because no one else cares. No. Everyone else is like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Get another one. Shut yeah. up about it. And you're like, you don't understand how much I loved her. And this is, it's her. And then he brought up a fact. He was like, she works at a bar. And I know there's fucking dudes.
Oh, yeah.
That have been way. He's like, I've been to the bar. There's dudes that show up to try to hit on her. And he's like, and tonight I'm not with her. We just broke up.
He's going back.
Those dudes are going for it. And I was like, bro, that's.
That's just a story.
I'm
in
so
your head,
sorry,
bro.
Dude. It's not a story in his head. I believed it.
Wait, how old are they?
She's young.
Yeah, release her to the fucking wolves, dude.
True.
Release her to the wolves.
I mean, of course, that's the callous. That's
she's
the callous.
She's a chambermaiden, dude.
That's the callous way to look at it. But
know,
I've been there. I've
up.
Been there, brother.
I know.
And I but was still. Like, I told her, I gave him the advice that I wish someone would give me. When you're going through a breakup, try your hardest not to do anything gay. Because in a month you're gonna regret it so much, dude. You don't send an email.
You're mentally wearing. You're wearing a. You're wearing a Paris beret, dude.
You don't write a poem
for 2 months.
Story number three.
In middle school, I wrote a love letter to a girl and left it in her desk. She gave it to my friends before I got to school the next day.
Oh, it's Shane. Fuck!
Are you serious?
It was Shane.
You fucking liar!
They left out the funniest part of the story, which is the most embarrassing part, which is I included a Bible verse in the note.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
What was it?
What was the Bible
I'll
verse?
Never tell. I would rather be dead than
you
tell
will be,
you.
Because you will be connected to it for the rest of your
rest
life.
Rest of my life. I'll have to get a tattoo. Yeah, I wrote that letter. I was look, man, I was big into God back then. There's nothing wrong with Catholicism. Sixth grade, I loved God. And I wrote a letter to an eighth grade girl. Swinging way up. Literally the hottest girl in eighth grade. And I just so happened to include a Bible verse on the outside of the folded up loose leaf.
On the outside?
And when I got to school the next day, my friend was holding it up. While I walked in. And I've thought about this every day of my life. I still think about it.
Don't fucking...
Yeah. Don't drink. Don't drink. Because that's the problem. You'll get hammered. And you'll be like, that's the long text. You start pulling your heart
see,
out.
See, that's... I kind of disagree.
You hit the shots?
I could hit the bar and be like, forget about her.
Really?
I could do that. When I was going... But then, now you're staring down a hangover.
That's what I'm saying.
The next morning is what... Yes, you're right.
I've never gotten the like... analgesic effects of alcohol. It just, it's like a highway to me crying hard. I'm not going to forget anything. I'm going to remember everything and be like,
I mean, I will say during the drinking, you can, that's the thing. So like I've been through the big one when I broke up was sad. I was very sad.
Yeah.
Even though I was the one who like initiated it for like
still sad.
A year.
That's sad.
But then finally when it came down to it, I was very sad.
Yeah.
But I could drink. Like I drank that night and I was like, fuck, whatever. Look,
yeah.
I don't need her. She's great. I wish her the best. Yeah. I woke up the next day like, no, no. Oh, God. My baby. It was like I threw away a fucking marriage for stand-up. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And that was back when things weren't going great.
That's tough.
I was like, this might not work.
That's tough.
Now look at me, dude.
It had to be done.
King of the world.
Had to be done.
Everyone's gunning for me now.
Everyone's trying to beat you drinking beers and stuff.
Everyone's trying to make me chug beers all the time, dude. No. I'm done.
True.
No more chugging beers.
Hang the jersey,
bro.
Dude. Hang the jersey.
I mean, immediately Sean Patton went on Bonfire and challenged me to a fucking drink off. And I was like, for real, I'm done.
He's got to go through. Now you can set up like a Mortal Kombat period.
Somebody needs to get pyramid. To me. I am Goro.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody needs to get up to me.
Yeah, you got
to
fight Sub-Zero.
But we're going to take it easy for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing.
Which has been tough because this week, I was like, all right. And I just happened to have fucking 7 spots every night. So that's long, dude. That's
yeah,
usually
that's
where you drink.
A lot.
Because
two's long.
You
one's long.
Arrive at 7:30, leave at 1:30.
Yeah.
And the whole time in between spots, you're just sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
And it, and you're feeling good because you just did stand up. You're feeling like, oh, man, I'm on top. I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm so cool.
That's
or
true.
You have a bad set and you're like, fuck. I got
to
drink
my... I need
my,
to get out of my head.
I got to drink my way out of this. But this week, yeah, 7 spots just about every night. Didn't drink.
Nice.
I had like 1 or 2, then just water.
Not bad.
Which is doable. I can do it.
Yeah,
so I'm
dude.
Happy about that.
1 or 2 beers is good for you, according to the World Health Organization.
1 or 2 beers is good for you.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
Although they found that a lot of the effects of having 1 or 2 beers is just the fact that you're around other people and you're not alone.
Mm.
So it's better for you to have 1 to 2 beers a day and be around people than have no beers and just be alone all the time.
Yeah.
According to the World Health Organization.
Being alone is tough.
Yeah, it can get to some people.
Yeah.
It can get to people. I think I could spend a lot of time by myself.
I
More
do.
Than the average person.
I actually do.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't. Never.
Really?
I'm always around motherfuckers.
If you're outside, yeah, I guess so.
Almost constantly.
I can clock decent amount of days very alone, and I'll never get to do it pretty much ever again for a very long time.
Yeah, you're
probably
fucked.
Die. That'll be it. I'll die.
Towards the end, you'll probably get old. You and your wife will resent each other. You've
yeah,
seen it.
Get
they
some space.
Don't talk. You're just by yourself sitting in a recliner.
For sure. I got hammered the other. My new tradition now is on Sundays, I put Maya to the nap, and I'm like, I'm going to go chill. That's my chill time. I drink my weed juice. I have it in the fridge. Yes, I went to my office and filled up like 5-liter bottles and I stashed them in my fridge. Yes, I finally was like, went to my wife and I was like, I'm filling up weed juice. I'll be back. I kept trying to come up with a good excuse and I was like, no, I'm getting weed juice.
It was time to deal in reality and you did.
It was.
And that was good.
I filled up all my weed juices, I have in the fridge. So I chug a bunch of weed juice and I lay down and just go into basically probably a theta state if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I just lay there and I don't really nap.
Undoubtedly a theta state.
I don't nap.
I was in a couple of theta states the last couple months, dude. I can't.
I don't nap, but I disappear into like a realm of like incoherent thought that makes sense until I wake up. Actually, I was meditating on, I think, Platonism, which is like the ancient Greece. It was like the early philosophy of the ancient Greeks, which is pretty sick. There was matter and then there's the intelligence that forms matter. And I just read that and I was like, whoa, I wonder what that stuff is. And I laid down into a theta state and I'm sitting there just like, whoa, all these cool thoughts that I never remember. And it just, dude, I'm just having a good time, dude. Just thinking about goodness, truth, and beauty. And all of a sudden it was just like, you left the doggy bags in the laundry. It was like a meteor just coming into my consciousness. And I was like, I came out of it. And I was like, what? It was like, the dog bags are in the laundry. They're all unraveled now. Just holds them to me. I go, whoa, dude. I was like, man.
Wait, with shit in them?
No. Right. Fuck, dude. That would be crazy. That would be fully deserving.
If you pocketed dog shit,
dude, I left a decent amount of stuff. I left like a full vape pen in the laundry. There was a decent knapsack of stuff. Come on, dude.
Bro.
Come on. I'm off my ears and bullshit.
Please don't grind my gears for this. Please don't fuck with me on that. That's what you got to tell your lady.
Oh, dude. There's
stuff in the laundry. Like, look, there's going to be stuff in the laundry sometimes.
That's what I told her. I was like, look, I do my best. That's going to be stuff sometimes. But I started laughing. I was like, dude, consciousness rules so hard. I was basically Plato for 2 hours just being like, wow, dude, the fucking newest just fucking comes and forms all this matter. That's so cool. And I was thinking about how it was so tight, dude. I can't remember what I was thinking, but I was full Plato. Just like this. Oh, and all of a sudden it came screaming in.
It's
dude.
A woman's consciousness.
Sophia, dude, came screaming into my consciousness. And I was just like, woke up. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about goodness, truth, and beauty. You're all dog. You're monitoring the dog
you're
bags.
You're about dog bags.
I'm so sorry, dude. I wish I could take you into my fucking realm.
Yeah, the babes aren't in that realm.
She shadows in the cave, dude.
They'll never be in there.
They're full shadows in the cave. I hate the fact that they can't rise to the sublime heights of pure thought with me. But dude, I got fucking,
for real.
I laughed.
For
I
real, that guy.
I woke up.
That's
and was
true.
Like,
dude. It's
I know,
true.
I know, dude.
They can't. Dude.
Like, don't you see? That's not a real concern. They're plastic fucking dog bags. They can the vape cartridges. Yeah, I'll buy another one. I was like, let me see if that works. Did
but
it? I'll give her that.
Reverse that. If I'm like, I could do that. I can go girl brain. I can be like, nice. Now I have something to fucking drill her on.
Yes.
You left the dog bags in there. It's not a big deal.
I do that all the time.
I'm not mad. See how this works? I don't get mad about it.
It doesn't work. That's just another thing that assaults. Because it's like, yeah, but you don't care about that. Therefore, you can't bring it up because we care about different stuff.
I care about truth.
Goodness, truth, and beauty, dude.
Dude, you want to know the opposite of goodness, truth, and beauty? What? Last night, Tom tossed on one of his fucking hellish faces of death videos.
Come on, man. Stop that.
I couldn't watch it. I was sitting there.
Of course not, dude.
And then I was getting fucked up about it. I was like, this is the worst things in humanity. Yeah. It was like Middle Eastern fucking executions.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Now, here's a question.
They have
Tommy up here to field this one. But what the fuck's going on? Fire that up.
I don't know.
I've been reading a lot about Shadow.
I was putting on cat videos.
It's good.
We were having a good time.
That's goodness, truth, and beauty.
Cops singing the national anthem poorly. It's just as funny as it gets.
Red glare.
This is the funniest.
The bomb bursting.
Where do you find?
That's a thing. You must find that your theta state.
You find
the sickest shit to YouTube.
Couldn't be funnier.
I don't know what to YouTube.
Because then the camera's panning and showing dudes trying to, like, holding the flag. Like, there's one where this dude obviously doesn't know the words. He's saying, he's like, oh, say, he closes with, and the home of the free.
Who's asking these guys?
The local news is filming just different cops. Dude, there's a big dude that's just staring at it like, he's so pissed. And then it cuts to this young dude who's for real dying. Like, you can see he's like, and then you can see him, you know, do that thing where you like swallow a laugh where you're just like, okay,
oh,
chill the fuck out, stop laughing. And then he starts to try to sing along with the guy. And then he's like, the bomb's bombing. And he realizes the guy's singing the wrong lyrics and just starts dying again.
Oh, that might be wonderful. The funniest thing in the world.
Yeah. I'll give it to Jay. He started during the fireworks. He started playing like Roseanne's national anthem. Like the worst national anthems.
I was just wanting to get,
it was so fucking
I wanted to
funny.
Get back to that. Where was he getting the Me So Horny from? That's a classic fucking.
I don't want to put dirt on his name. There's a tough ladder to get up to the roof. So he did the best thing possible, which was, I'm not even going to risk trying to climb that ladder. I'm going to sit down here and ruin it for everybody that did climb the ladder.
That's a strong move.
I had to give it up to him. I was like, damn, that's really funny.
That's as above, so below.
There's a big beat. I mean, yeah, that was a demon reaching up. And be like, if I can't have it, no one can.
He was in Hades, dude.
He was in Hades and he reached out.
But it was
out.
Necessary.
He was right. In the end, he was right. He did ruin an incredible fireworks display with songs that were like, yeah, ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass and titties.
That rules.
Yeah.
He might be the bejeweled crab from Moana.
That's the little demon that attacked you.
Yeah, <true. laughs> Did I tell you I went on YouTube and I saw hallucinogenic entities and they broke them down by like seven different types? Dude, I confronted the jester and there was a black and white tiled floor is the exact thing I fucking saw. They did artist renditions. And
speaking
I was like,
of black and white tiled floors.
Yes.
Yes. Luis Gomez lived in a one bedroom, entirely tiled room with a dog that was feral. For I don't know how long, but that was part of his origin story that was making me howl.
Black and white tile floor,
black, just a fully tiled studio, fucking floor to ceiling tiled. Hell,
is he Hunter J. Gomez? He's Hunter J. Gomez,
too. And his dog was a menace and would try to escape. If he opened the door, it would be like, he's like, hold on. So, yes, it was Lewis might be the funniest dude of all time.
Yeah, Butterly was talking about how that's a serious hood phenomenon. It's like having a dog that must be put in another room if anyone else comes over or it will bite people.
Yeah, that's great.
Crazy. That's crazy, dude. I'm a pretty bad dog trainer, but I definitely get my dogs not to bite, except Matilda might attack shoes, depending on what they are.
Yeah, I think I might have done that.
You did, dude. You imprinted on Matilda.
Yeah.
By assailing her with your military boots.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, though.
That was great.
She had fun.
She had a blast. And now she thinks it's on. Every time like a guy comes in boots. With like work boots, she's like, I have to shepherd them.
I did it all the time with Matilda.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It was nonstop. I'd be sitting there playing video games, yeah. And I would just...
Matilda spent her basically dog adolescence in the house on Mount Vernon
Street. Yeah. It's a good place to raise. Dude, we were Damn. Laughing so hard. I was thinking about when Fennell's dog just walked up and took Chris Wood's food.
That was Juicy. And that was Juicy. That was Blue.
That
was Blue.
Fuck yeah.
Blue just took you to the streets.
So fucking funny, dude.
Just took you to the streets.
Blue's still alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Blue probably has another year or so.
Blue's hanging in.
Blue's out on the parents' farm.
That was one of the dumbest fucking dogs I've ever seen in my life.
That's crazy, dude.
I've never seen a dog like that.
Dude, that was like a Guatemala Chihuahua, like street dog. That was a dingo.
That was a fucking dingo.
If you look at, that's like a native South American street dog. It's like a dingo. They're like that these thing, fucked up coyote hybrids.
Chill. He was a chill fucking dog.
Until he isn't, dude.
Yeah.
The first couple days, I went to his dog bed and he'll like fucking freak on people sometimes and go full Mexico City.
But watching him just absolutely bully a human.
Dude.
I've never seen it. Dude, the dog walked up slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly took it out of his fucking hands. I know. And this is back, we didn't have, no one had money.
No.
That was Wood's meal.
That was all he ate all
that
day.
That was big.
His meals were crazy.
His
dude.
Meals were crazy. But he did hook it up for me.
He did.
There'd be times where I'd have no meals and he'd say, hey,
I got you
a bowl of fucking like beans and tuna.
It was a hummus.
And tortillas.
It was hummus. Yeah, it was like hummus, five pitas, and then like a ton of chicken.
Yeah, it was good. It was actually good. Your gruel, your gruel was fucking
true,
nice.
Yeah. I missed the gruel. Gruel's good.
I'd need that gruel.